daydreaming about dragons. Asking questions is a technique that I think is well trod over, right? You can ask players questions about their character, about what a critical hit looks like, what it looks like when they achieve some great victory, all kinds of stuff. What their character is thinking as they approach some dangerous situation, how a character looks back on a situation. Hey, you know, what were you thinking when you were face to face with the dragon, right? Fun question. And it gets the player thinking about it, and it lets everybody kind of join in that moment and be in that character's shoes for just a second, which is fun. So here's the other thing I think we need to think about when we're asking questions, and that is you are putting a player on the spot. You're kind of saying to your friend, say something cool now. And that can be a lot of pressure, and not everyone reacts well to that. So one thing you can do sometimes you can ask a question and someone can just say, I don't know. I'm not sure. And so the first thing you could do is just say, hey, marinate on that. It could be a week. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 10 minutes. It could be an hour. It could be a month. It could be a year. Marinate. Let it sit. Think about that question for a bit and come back to me. So that's one way. The other way that I did this past weekend is you can scale the question back. You know, instead of asking, so here's how it worked this weekend. This weekend, a player in a game I was running cast Magic Missile. And Magic Missile, like, what is that? What does that look like? So I said to them, what does that character's Magic Missile look like? And they said, I don't know. And I said, cool, what color is it? Right? I scaled the question back. I only want one little detail about it. And that the player knew the answer to that question right away. They said, it's red. And I was like, oh, it's like a red bolt of energy. Yeah. Yeah. And then we're kind of describing it together and we're sharing and making something cool, which is a fine way to do it in this amazing collaborative endeavor that we are on. Right. The other thing you can do is you can give them some options, right? So you can scale the question back. You can ask them to think about it and just, you know, I would say the first technique where you just say, hey, think about it and marinate. If you see that you're really stressing someone out, then that's what I would do. I'd be like, cool, think about it for a while. You know, no pressure. I was just curious. And then move on to something else. Go. Maybe check in with them in a couple minutes. Hey, you doing okay? I didn't mean to put pressure on you. The second one, scaling the question back, give them, you know, ask them for one little detail about it, right? What did it look like when you cut the monster's head off? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. What were you close to, you know, what, just one little thing, right? Just give me one time, like scale it way back. Did you get them with a swing of the sword, or was it a thrust? And that's the other option you could do, is give them options, right? Give them multiple choice and give them that way. Now they have something for their imagination to attach to. And questions aren't only a technique that the GM can use to the players. I think questions have to go both ways. And I notice a lot of the people who I enjoy playing with the most will ask for clarification and ask really cool questions. And very often those questions will get you to think about the prep you've done in a totally new way, right? They'll get you to think about the history of a place in a totally different way, right? You're in a castle and a player asks the GM, hey, I'm looking at the stonework in this part of the castle. Like, is it all the same stone or is it different? Oh, wow. Yeah. You know what? Now that I think about it, you know, the first Duke built the original part of the castle, but this castle was built by his grandchild And maybe they went to a totally different stone quarry. And so it's totally different stone. It's a bit, you know, it's a different color. And so there's kind of like a whitish marble and a grayish slate right next to each other, showing old and new. And you wouldn't have necessarily thought of that if it wasn't for a player asking a really good question. And of course, not only will it allow you to, you know where the marble and the slate is, but it will help you. It gives the player context. You know, hey, I'm in this room. How close are the guards to me? Like, are they right up on my shoulder, or are they giving me some space? And that allows you to paint the picture a little bit together, and figure out what they can do, what strategically makes sense. You know, hey, can I draw my dagger? Can I draw my sword? Right? If they're back by the door, maybe I can get my sword out. If they're right up on me, I got to go for my dagger. It's that kind of stuff. It's really important and huge for just making this imaginary space seem real and bringing it to life. So don't feel like questions are only something that the GM has to use. You know, it's for different purposes, but players need to use it too. And it's important for everybody. Asking questions, you know, teasing out details. And it's cool. I love letting people know when the player asks me something and it's like, wow, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, you're right. You know, there would be different types of stone in this castle. Absolutely. That's really cool. Yeah. You're bringing this to life for me with your questions. It's good stuff. So don't feel like questions are a one-way street. And finally, players can ask each other questions, right? This does not have to be a GM-only thing. You can ask the player questions about their character. You can ask the in-character questions, questions that the character is actually asking of the other character. Give them a chance to talk about, you know, where they come from. You know, hey, where did you learn to fight with your sword like that? Who taught you that? Good stuff. So questions are huge for everybody in every way, in every part of this game. So don't feel like it's only a one thing. Questions are not a one-trick pony. And the more you use them, the more new ways to use them will unfold. So check them out. Check them out. And let me know how you're using questions in your game. I'd love to hear about it. Shall we get to the inspiration goat? Let's do it. IG, what do you have for us this week? This week, I want to talk about artists on Patreon who are inspiring me, whose work allows me to make my blog prettier, whose work allows me to get my prep done very quickly and easily and in a fun way, and whose work is being shared, and they deserve our support. There's a bunch of them. I'm going to have all the links in the show notes for all these folks. Dyson Logos, Michael Prescott, Thomas No, Emil Boven, Perplexing Ruins, Hydro 74, Miska's Sci-Fi Maps. I mean, Skullboy, right? All these folks are making really cool things. Some of these folks are making things that are Creative Commons. So it's open license. You can use them in whatever. And their work is really fun. It inspires me to make things for my games. And I think it's really important that we get out there and just drop them a couple bucks every month. You know, let these folks continue to make things, because it's important. It's really important. And especially, I know from seeing, I have friends who are, you know, making a go of this art thing for a living, and they've seen a hit from the AI stuff. And so I think we just have to just get out there and support local artists. You know, another way is to watch out, keep an eye out for when, you know, artists are on social media and they say, hey, I've got commissions open. I could use some cash this month. You know, go to your group, have everybody chip in, find out how much it would be. Have everybody chip in a couple bucks if you can. And get a portrait done of the party. Get a portrait done of the party's villain, of the party's pet pig, of the party's whatever. And just get some art done. The great thing about this hobby is there are many great things about this hobby, but one of the difficult things is sometimes we don't walk away. You know, we can do this for years and not have a lot of physical artifacts to look back on. So every little physical artifact you can grab, make or have made is important. So hire artists. You know, it's a real, I think you'll find if you look at, say, hey, I'd really love a party portrait done. You know, it can be just from the waist up, be just a bust of everybody. And I think you'll be real, real pleased with what you can get. And having that printed out and framed, get a high quality print and frame it and put it on the wall of your office or gaming room or wherever. Is just a huge deal because it's all finite, you know, it's all going to end and you're going to want to have those artifacts that will remind you, hey, we were here and we did this cool thing together for, you know, X amount of time, and artists can help you do that. They can just help. So do it, get out there, support an artist. I'll have links to some of the folks I support on Patreon. I would love it if you could share some links. Who are you supporting? I would love to have a reply show. I haven't had one in a while. So let me know the artists that are rocking your socks, who are making your games better. And we'll share that. Let's get their names out. Let's get those links out. I will also put a link to a Blue Sky post that I made recently, in which I had a portrait done of a pair of characters from a D&D game I've been running face to face, which is really nice. Nice to get back to face to face again. It's really pleasant. So, yeah, good stuff. Short show. Let's get to the outro. This is a short one, short and sweet. Here we go. Thank you for listening to Daydreaming About Dragons. If you would like to support this show, I'm going to ask for one thing this week, and that is get a review up on whatever podcast app you use and just get it out there. I know Apple has changed its podcast vibe. They've got Apple Podcasts going now. I just got Daydreaming up on there, and I don't think I have any reviews. I've got it on iTunes, but it doesn't transfer over. I don't know. Whatever. Drop a review. Let people know what they're getting into when they hit play on a Daydreaming About Dragons show. I would really appreciate that. It doesn't have to be Apple Podcasts. It could be whatever podcast app you use. If they do any kind of anything for podcasting, then let them know. If you use Spotify, I'm on Spotify. Even if you don't listen to me there, it would be great to get a review there. It's a growing platform, and I would love to get more reviews. Let people know what they are getting into. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. Now we're going to get to my auspicious start for this episode. Here's a blooper. Daydreaming About Dragons. So here's a... Fuck.